Shlita Meshus.
Mashkiach Shlita. Humble to speak before them, but they give me the Shkoyach. I was giving them the Shkoyach for giving me the Baruch Hashem, a beautiful opportunity to be able to be Mashpia Torah in such a Mois and such a Mokum Torah. And they have a help from the Metz Hashem. We should all be Zoicha to continue Gesundheit and good health. Oid Shonim Rabbis, Metz Hashem. I decided to touch upon a point in a kuda because everybody asks. There's a certain very big bilbul that begins from Rosh Hashanah and goes all the way throughout until after Sukkot, and that is the role of Simcha in the Yom Noiroim. And the role of Simcha Yom Noiroim is bichlal a stira in halacha, not a stira. I mean, there's answers to it, but it's a bichlal something that needs looking at. And befrad, we're going to perhaps focus more. Rosh Hashanah is behind us already. We're going to focus more on the Hachana for Yom Kippur, for Yom Kodesh Yom Kippur. It's Yadua, Rabbeinu Yonah brings down Yom Kippur itself is a day of Simcha. The Emes Teikah of Yom Kippur is a day of Simcha because it's a day of Slicha v'Chaparah. And Rabbeinu Yonah writes that really the Suda Mafsekas, the Mitzvah Sachila, B'Chi, is be'etzem, Svasemis also discusses, is be'emes the suda we should really be eating on Yom Kippur, because on your Yom Tov like Yom Kippur, which is a Yom HaSimcha, we should really be eating basar v'yayin. But there's a mitzvah tanis, there's a technical problem in eating a suda's Yom Tov on Yom Kippur. In Memeila, the suda that we're makdim to eat on Shi is be'etzem the suda's Yom Tov of Yom Kippur. So again, if I would have, 2 minutes ago, if somebody would have asked you, is Yom Kippur related to Simcha, you would have said, probably not. What's Yom Kippur going to do? Simcha, Yom Kippur, we're trembling. There's Yira, there's Eima, the Pachat. And the same question begins already earlier, begins already on Rosh Hashanah. Sifri Chaim, Sifri Mesim, Menachem Mefonov. It's a day of trembling. It's a day of trembling. It's a day of Yira, the Pachat. It's a Yom Adin. Who's Besimcha in the Yom Adin? Mitzad Sheni, you all know the Pasuk in Chemya. Kichedvas Hashem imuzchem. A Klal Yisrael were crying, and Ezra told them to go home and eat the suda. Kichedvas Hashem imuzchem. Other rabbis say Yom Asimcha. Mishneh Berurah brings down bechlal the pasuk of v'samachta b'chagecha. The key mitzvah of eating sudas on Rosh Hashanah is the mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha. Tikkun b'chodesh shoyfa b'kesa liyom chageinu. So what exactly is going on over here? We all know everything finishes off. All's well that ends well. We end off with Zman Simchaseinu, with Chag HaSukkos, Kula Al Memoidim, is the Zman of Simcha. But what is the role of Simcha that's melava us throughout? So Be'emes is a very big Yisod that everybody has to know. It might sound a Chiddush to some of you, but it's Emes Lamita Shel Torah. And that is, that there isn't such a moment in life, there isn't a day on the Yiddish calendar which is completely free and completely mufka from Simcha Bechlal. Adarabba be Adarabba. Take Tisha B'Av, the day of Avelus, the day of lamentations, the day where we're sitting on the floor and we're be'emes, have to feel the bechia, we have to cry and we have to lament the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. In Eicha, it says Korolai Moyed, and we don't say Tachnun. There is a psa din of Moyed, al Shema Asid, Versteitzach, but there is a din of Moyed on Tisha B'Av itself. On the same day, we're outwardly be'emes, we're Kulei Avelus. Chazal say, "Kol misabel al Yerushalayim zoicha v'roya b'simchoso, zoicha in the present tense." Could say zoicha v'roya. When Yonah zoicha v'roya, zoicha v'roya b'simchoso. Zoicha means in the present tense, which means whoever's misabel al Yerushalayim is zoicha b'simchoso. When, whilst he's being misabel, he inside him there's a certain feeling that he feels a certain energy of simcha inside him, which relates to the binyan bayis shlishi. So everywhere there must be an element of simcha inside. We'll discuss soon why. A couple of weeks ago, I was at the Biyana Rebbe was sitting shiva for his father. So I was at the shiva, and the Amishnav Rebbe walked in. So I heard the Biyana Rebbe telling the Amishnav Rebbe, "Why do you need a mitzvah of avelus? Avelus is something which is natural. A person, a relative, chas v'shalom, departs from the world. So naturally, there's a feeling of avel. You need to be mitzvah, a person to be sad. You need to be mitzvah, a person to cry. Say that there's halachas. But the etzem mitzvah of avel is a parsh nezach. L'chair, it doesn't need a mitzvah. So the Biyana Rebbe quoted the Yismach Yisrael. Zchus Yagan Aleinu. And the Yismach Yisrael says that if avel wouldn't be a mitzvah, it would be a matzvah of atzvus. It would be a matzvah of atzvus. You're sad, you're grieving the loss of a relative. But he says, when you make avel into a mitzvah, And Pikud Hashem Yishom, Samchei Leiv, in Mameli Yimakayim Navelis, is an element of Simcha as well. Because it's a mitzvah, there's an element of Simcha as well. You could stell zu, from the Heligar of Ram Chechneva, as you do, that when his wife was Nifta, so he was very upset. Obviously, his wife was Nifta, but he went up to her, the bedroom, to her wardrobe. He took out one of her clothes and he said, "Hinini muchna mazum elakayim mitzvah asay shalvi yirash aysa." Shabbal yirash asishta. He's mekayim a mitzvah. Mekayim a mitzvah that gave him a shtikul simcha in the avelus. So you see from all these inyonim that the mitzvah of simcha is a mitzvah that must be melaver a person throughout. In Svarim, the machalik between the idea of merirus and the idea of atzvus. There's merirus. A person on Rosh Hashanah is misrachik from the Rabbein Shloim, and a person must feel bitterness. He must feel bitter that he's misrachik from the Rabbein Shloim. But the idea of atzvus, the idea of you've squeezed out every element of simcha that you have, and you're just feeling now sad, kulei sad, is that something that Torah doesn't allow? Not even on Tisha B'Av, and not even on Rosh Hashanah. Outwardly, avada is pacha, but there must be an element of simcha inside. I always give the boys a marshal. A father gets reunited with a son, a lost son that he hasn't seen for a long time. So when they meet together, they're very happy. When they meet together, they're full of simcha. What do? They laugh or they cry? No. The father hasn't seen his son for 10 years. And they embrace each other. What did they do? What did Yaakov Avinu do when he met with Yosef? He cried. On one hand, he's moridik b'simcha. But on the other hand, he's crying. On Rosh Hashanah, a person comes back to the Rabban Shalom of being nisrachik from the Rabban Shalom for a whole year. He sees the heritage of what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him back. So, outwardly, he cries because he feels the lack of the whole year, how much he was lacking the Rabban Shalom's company. But on the other hand, inside him, he's very happy. Baruch Hashem, finally, he's being reunited. These feelings, these emotions go together. It must never be a feeling of kulei atzvus. And that's really what's going on in Rosh Hashanah. Avad it's a yom adin, avad it's a day of pachad, and avad it's a day of remorse, and avad it's a day of charota, and avad it's a day of cheshbon hanefesh. But nevertheless, Rabban Shalom says, "I'm making it into a chag as well. I'm making it into a chag as well. I don't want it to fall into a matzav chas v'shalom of a person of atzvus, of yiush, of who knows what. It's got to be merirus, but merirus is not a stira. Merirus is not a stira to simcha. Not going into now. This is a big sod on itself because we know that morer and leil seder corresponds to in the seder table chesed gvura teferes. Morer corresponds to teferes, and teferes has chesed and gvura inside it. It's simcha and din inside it. I call upon a merirus, not a stira to simcha." So Rosh Hashanah, a person's got to be, there's got to be a certain level of meriris, but that's not a steer to the simcha. So maybe we really begin understanding somewhat where simcha does blend in into the avodah of the Yom Narayim. But the Emes, the Tiferes Shleimer says, Tiferes Shleimer writes, that what is the Sifrei Chaim, what is the Sifrei Mesim? Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim, Menachem Lefanav. What is the Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim? So the Heligat Tiferes Shleimer, the Sifrei Mesim is all the Toita mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs that a person did throughout the year without Chiyas, without Simcha, that's called Sifrei Mesim. Sifrei Chaim, or all the mitzvahs, the Meisim Toivim that a person did that throughout the year, that had Chaim, that had Chiyas to them. That's Sifrei Chaim. And the Yom Adin in Rosh Hashanah is, Rabban Shalom is looking at, what type of Yid are you? Are you a Yid who's Mekayim mitzvahs with Chiyas? With simcha, oh yeah, that your avodas Hashem is a taita, is a dead avodas Hashem, and that is the sifrei chaim, sifrei meis, menachem lefanav. Tiferes Shleimer goes in another place as far as saying that tshuva is a mitzvah, and why is tshuva taka a mitzvah? Elchayr again, it's the same kasha as Yismach Yisrael legabi avelus. Tshuva is pesteitzach. You're married against the melech malchem lochem. It needs to be mitzvah you to come back. If you don't come back, you're dead meat. Why do you need a mitzvah of tshuva? The teretz is, says the Tiferes Shleimer, the mitzvah of tshuva is a mitzvah, and because it's a mitzvah, you have to be mekayim the mitzvah of tshuva with the level of simcha. Pikud Hashem Yisham and Samchel Leiv. Mitzvah you have to be mekayim b'simcha. So you see this klal. Chazeriba again and again, the same Yisod and the same Nakuda. But Be'emes, this is just touching, this is just the beginning of the whole Mahalach. Because as we said earlier, we'll discuss Yom Kippur, Haba Aleinu Lotoiva, at greater depth. And here I think we come to the punchline of this whole Dvar Torah. Baruch, do you have Gemara here in your Diras Arai?
Which
one? Chagiga? I hear, okay. Baruch Hashem Tzadikim. They say Tzadikim go straight into Sukkos already. They're already holding by the Matzav, you're ready. Mutukan Lagamrin, you're ready into the Diras Arai. The Gemara says in Chagiga, I think it's Dafhei Amud Beis, Dalad Amud Beis. We have here Baruch Hashem Tamid Acham that can correct me if I'm quoting, if I'm misquoting. The Gemara there is asked to steer between psukim. One pasuk it says b'mistarim tifke nafshi. In other words, b'mistarim, kilo, in the Rabbein Shalom's inner sanctuaries, tifke nafshi. There's a matzav of bechia, atzvus. Gemara says mi atziv kami is it shayach? Is there atzvus v'akodesh baruch hu? V'oksiv oiz v'chedva b'mkoyma. Forget it. It says the oiz v'chedva b'mkoyma is a matzav of simcha. So is it simcha or is it atzvus? So Gemara answers ha b'bati gavoy ha b'bati broy. There's the inner sanctuary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then there's the sanctuary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here there's a girs in the Gemara. We're not going to go along with the girs of the Gemara. We're going to go along with the girs of Rabbeinu Chananel. Shtetzach eilu ve'eilu divi lekim chayim. The pashas of the Gemara is, the Gemara answers that the pasuk, the lashon of the pasuk, the mistarim tifkanashi, is referring to b'mistarim. It's referring to the inner sanctuary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there there's atzvus, there there's b'chia. There's the b'mistarim tifkanashi. And the bati, Bray, the external, the outside sanctuary, that's where Oiz V'ched V'mkoyim is. Rabbeinu Chananel learns Faket. Rabbeinu Chananel learns that the innermost sanctuary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Oiz V'ched V'mkoyim. And the outer one is B'mistarim Tifke Nafshi. Rabbeinu Chananel on Al HaMakom. No, I'm sure Chassidim would prefer the Rabbeinu Chananel's Gisa, that the inner sanctuary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Oiz V'ched V'mkoyim. About that, the Chovetz of Amos really talks about the thing, a person has to go to Halasa Befonov, the Simcha outwardly, and inside him he has to be Tzabrach, and Korv Hashem Nishbarei Lev, that's the Gemara's Gius to Lachayr. But we're going to go along with Rabbeinu Chananel. With Rabbeinu Chananel learns that if you Zoycha to get into the Lifnai V'Lifnim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is then you Zoycha, then it's Nizgala to you, the Bechin of Oiz V'Ched V'Bim Koyma. Yitochen, That's what happens on Yom Kippurim. What we said earlier, that Yom Kippurim is a day of Simcha, because it's a day of Kapora. Yom Kippurim is the day where the Kohen Gadol goes Lifnai V'Lifnim. And if he the Gisa, the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's Yitochen, that the Lifnai V'Lifnim that we're talking about is the Bati Gavoy, is where there's the Oiz V'Chedva Bim Koyma. The Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he was Megala that sod of Bakes Al Yom Chageinu. On Rosh Hashanah, the Chag, the Samachta B'Chagecha, is hidden. It's not outward. You go to Shul, you don't see people dancing. It's Bakes Al Yom Chageinu. It's hidden. Where is it hidden? It's hidden in the Batei Gavoy. The Simcha, the Oiz V'Ched V'Mkoyim is hidden in the Batei Gavoy that's inside. But during the Aseret Mitzvah, when we Mekabel upon ourselves, we Mekayim Mitzvahs with Mochias, to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the closer you're getting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until the point where Yizorcha to get into the Batei Gavoy. And the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he was exposing, so to speak, he was Megala, the Batei Gavoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the Batei Gavoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Oiz V'Ched V'Mekoyim. It's Yaduah that Yom HaKippurim is the day where Moshe Rabbeinu came down the Luch HaShnius. The Luch HaShnius is the Heilige Torah, and the Torah is where the Pikud Hashem Yisham Samach Lev comes from, and the Oren was inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. There is only one Simcha, and that is the Pikud Hashem Yisham Samach Lev. Torah Mitzvahs, that's the only Simcha that there is in life. And where was that? That was in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And on Yom Kippur, he came down and gave the Luch HaShnius, which are inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. So you can see from this whole Shmuz that the Sitochen, that the Kodesh Kedoshim is the Oiz V'Ched V'Mekoyimai. And on Yom Kippur, the Rabban Shalom is Megalidus to a Yid. Whatever was Bakesel, Liyom Chageinu and Rosh Hashanah was hidden, on Yom HaKippurim, it's revealed. On Yom HaKippurim, we have a Koyach. On Yom HaKippurim, HaKadosh Baruch gives us an Asinas Koyach. When Aaron HaKohen came out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, he was Megala, the whole Inyan, that if you get close to HaKadosh Baruch, and if you feel the whole time you're in HaKadosh Baruch's company, so then you'll see that you're Zoicha to a life of Chiyas, of Sipuk, of satisfaction, of accomplishment, of Simchas Achaim. That's what took place in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the emes is that when Aaron HaKohen came out of the Kodesh Kedoshim the second time, the emes is that the whole Yom Kippur turned into, they were malavim home, and emes maneh da haya kohen gadol, and turns into azar lebe dekamatziv, they were malavim home, and that's the Pesach to Chag HaSukkos. What is the Simcha of Chag HaSukkos? Why is Chag HaSukkos called Zman Simchaseinu? What is the Zman Simchaseinu of Chag HaSukkos? The answer is, Where are you in Sukkos? After Sukkos is over, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ikvi imi oid yom echad. Imi b'mechitzosi. We're in the mechitz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sukkos is the tzilad emanusis. We're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the deepest connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a hargosha of simcha, of oiz v'ched v'mkoyimoy. It's a type of Kodesh Kedoshim for us, Chag HaSukkos. When Aaron HaKohen came out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, he brought us that feeling, the Hargosh of the Kodesh Kedoshim. We go into the Sukkah, and there, the mitzvah of Simcha on Sukkos, that Sukkos more than any other Chag is called as Man Simchaseinu. Just saw this afternoon, in the Nachlas Akiva, they had a sefer from the correspondence, or Rav Moshe Soloveitchik with Rabbi Yosef Soloveitchik, and I saw a piece over there where he talks about the Inyan of Sukkahs. There's two mitzvahs, there's two mitzvahs of Simcha, there's mitzvah of Simcha, the regular Chag, and then there's an extra mitzvah, Samachtav Hashem Shivas Yomim, it's a separate type of Simcha. Simcha and Sukkahs is a double Inyan of Simcha. What's the double Inyan of Simcha? The double Inyan of Simcha is because we've just come out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, we're just Zorcha to be Margish, what it means to be Oiz Vachedva Bim Koimoy. So that's the Sukkah. The Sukkah is we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Imi B'mechitzasi. And there we feel a feeling of a hergosh of Simcha, and that is the Koyach. That is the Koyach of the Oiz V'chedva B'mkoymer. So that's what we're preparing ourselves for on the Slicha B'Kapora, on the day of the Lucha Shnius. We're Mekabel upon ourselves on Yom HaKippurim. And it's a very, very deep Indian, this, because the reason why I'm saying it is because I'm saying it to you, Mechazek, everybody, because when a person's doing tshuva and he feels, how did I succumb? How did I fall to do so many averes b'meshach hashana? Where did it come from? How did the Yitzhar have such a strong hold on me? L'choy rav erayim afereshes, it's because he was lacking in simcha. What's the rayim afereshes? It's a Gemara Nachol, the whole daf of Gemara about the Yitzhar and Nachol. Gemara that talks about the shechita of the Yitzhar, about the hesped of the Yitzhar, about getting rid of the Yitzhar and how to kill the Yitzhar, all about the Yitzhar. It's a Gemara Nachol. Why is it a Gemara Nachol? Because on Simcha, on Sukkos, by the parak of the Simchas v'Sheva, when you're b'Simcha, the Yitzhar is dead. That's the sod of Impaka b'Manuvel Zeh Mashcheila b'Samedrash. Why Mashcheila? What goes on? What's the hocus pocus that goes on in the b'Samedrash? The Teretz is because Hashem Hashem Samchelev. If you come into the b'Samedrash, then you sit down and learn, and you see the Simcha Sachaim that you have from learning. When you see the Simcha Sachaim learning, Mamela, he's not a man d'Omer b'Chal. He only chaps you faked. He only chaps you when you're not b'Simcha. When you come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you're sitting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you imi b'mechitzasi with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then you only have a matzav of simcha. So made it the cheshbon ha-nefesh of a yid. Now we're going to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did I do so many averes? You know why you did so many averes? Because your mitzvahs had no chiyas. And when your mitzvahs had no chiyas, so because Hashem Yisham Samchalei wasn't chal on you. You didn't have a simcha in your mitzvahs. The Yitzhara makes you feel bad. The Yitzhara makes you feel that your mitzvahs are not worth anything. It takes away the whole simcha from all your mitzvahs. You do it from the Tefer Shlema. Tefer Shlema teaches Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs means B'Shas you're doing Mitzvahs, don't think of your Averis. Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvahs. Don't think of your Averis. Why? Because he's trying to take away your Simcha. Be'emes, Torah Mitzvahs is bringing you a Mardika Simcha. And Torah Mitzvahs is bringing you a Mardika Simcha. He tries to take away that Simcha. So he tries to say, nah, your Mitzvahs are not worth. Your Mitzvahs are worth nothing. You're not a real Eved Hashem. The other guy is better than you. You should be much better. You should be working yourself. He comes and tries to take away that nekuda of the mesamchele from the mitzvahs. And when he does that, is then all hope is lost. So Sukkos is taka the shechita of the Yitzhara. That is the cheshbon ha-nefesh, and that is the kabbalah that a person makes to be mekabel upon himself. A day shouldn't go by without feeling a certain simcha avodas Hashem. If it's an outward simcha on certain days lahalocha outwardly don't show simcha. So there the simcha is in a simcha. But a person has to know that the fnai v'lifnim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the oiz v'ched b'mkoyim alafira ben chananel, and that's something that every person has to know at all times. And it's very important for Bnei Torah, Baruch Hashem, you all, Bnei Torah, Torasam, Nosam. And sometimes you get used to it, and sometimes this is your job. Your job is not to learn in Koil. Sometimes a person lacks the appreciation of the schus that he has, to be able to sit and learn. So the schus, Yeshiva Bacha, the Bacham over here, Pasha the schus, the Bacham who are sitting around here, alumni, means they're beyond already the Shana Bet. You're learning already a few years. You have to just have a mere simcha just for that itself. You're sitting in the Bezemerdush. Minayin shafil echad sheyoshev oizkiv betoyer sheshchina shoyne kenegdoi. You're with the Shechina Akdoisha. You're with the Bechina of oizvechad v'mkoyimoi. And that itself has to bring you the most unbelievable level of simcha in your avodas Hashem. And that is one of the yesoides of tshuva, of feeling your chiyas in your avodas Hashem. So therefore it's not a stira to what we said earlier. It's not a steer to what we said earlier. Everything has to have its element of simcha. But what we're preparing ourselves now for Yom Kippur is preparing ourselves for that yira that's going to bring us to Aaron HaKohen going into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he's going to expose us to the chashivas, the goyla chashivas of what it means oiz v'ched v'mkoyimai. What it means to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means to involve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. When we involve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, that's our Kodesh Kedoshim. That's our Kodesh Kadoshim. Yom HaKippurim, we know, is a day which is Lemalem and Ateva. Yom HaKippurim is a day which is beyond the whole Bria. It's a day where we go into outer space, we go into a Mokim which is completely beyond all Gidriya Bria. It's a Mokim like the Oren was Einam in Amidah in the Kodesh Kadoshim. We're going into a Mokim that's Einam in Amidah. We're going into a Mokim that doesn't fit into any of the Gidriya Oilam. This Nakuda is a Nakuda that can be Mechazik all the Vavis Nishbaris. That's why we know that in the midst of the Arba Minim, each one corresponds to somebody else. And we schlep in even the Ein Boi Tam, the Ein Boi Reach, we schlep him into the Zman Simcha Seinu as well. We agit him together with the Lulav Tzarech Eget, agit him together, the Arova, that even the person's got Ein Boi Tam, Ein Boi Reach. You know, stel dich vor, just imagine what type of Sipuk, what type of Simcha that this person has in his life. He's an Ein Boi Tam, he's an Ein Boi Reach. We schlep him in as well. We schlep him in, he's also important for us. The Sfasemis says the Hishana Rabbah, which is the Spitz day of Sukkot, is we put down the Arba Minim, we hold the Arova. Punk the Arova. The Arova is the Ein Boi Tam and the Ein Boi Reach. And punk the Arova, we hold on Hishana Rabbah. And he says that's the Vort. The Vort is that the person's got Ein Boi Tam, Ein Boi Reach. All he's got is Hashlach Hashem Yavcha. All he's got is the company of the Rebbein Shlom. Sometimes a person feels a lot of sipuk from his Torah and mitzvahs, and he's not makasha that necessarily directly to the Oiz V'chedem Koim of being with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many people, after hearing a good svara, do you say, ah, I'mamish feel, I'm shoyne, yoshev shoyne keneged Hashchina. Person doesn't always feel that. Person doesn't have that schus. He's an Ein Boi Tam, he's an Ein Boi Reach. He hasn't got Torah, he hasn't got mitzvahs. But the Sfasema says, but he comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he falls at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, I have you. He has now a direct kesher. He's got nothing to be malbish, his satisfaction. He's got nothing to be malbish, his avodas Hashem in. He's got no Torah, he's got no mitzvahs. But he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ich ben Ayid, and I have you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sfasema says, that's the deepest connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, on Hashana Rabbah, which is the highest day, we dafka take the Inyan of Arova. And this is Heinein Advarim to what we're saying now. Even a person, Baruch Hashem, is a Yesh Betam, a Yesh Berech, has to realize that the Simcha he's going to get from his learning, the Simcha he's going to get from his mitzvahs, is only if he feels that Nekuda. If he feels that Nekuda, then I'm connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm sitting in the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Torah that I'm learning is a Torah that's there, the Luchas, it's in the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Simcha that he feels from his learning is the Simcha Atzmi. It's not a Simcha necessarily directly from the Svara, or from this, or from the accomplishment. It's a Simcha for merely Baruch Hashem, I have the Schus to be able to feel, that when I sit and learn, I'm sitting in the Kodesh Kadoshim learning. I'm sitting in the every Beis HaMedrash, is Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Ein La Kodesh Baruch Hu Belomed, Al Dal Adam Shal Alocha. So Al Dal Adam Shal Alocha is the Beis HaMikdash. And when a person is Misyachid with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Torah, so then he feels the Simcha, the Oizrach, because that's where he is. The place that he's in is a place of Simcha. So Meir, therefore, everybody should be Mekabel upon themselves in the new year, where it says Lifnei Hashem Titahor, the tahara of a person is when he's always oimid Lifnei Hashem. When he feels that he's Lifnei Hashem, so then it's Lifnei Hashem Titahor. That itself, that feeling itself, is the feeling of tahara. That's the feeling of that brings a person to Simcha. Somebody asked me on Rosh Hashanah, Shmoneh Esrei is full of Psukim. L'choira, Torah l'chud, or Tefillah l'chud. Tefillah is Tefillah, and Torah is Torah. Why are we filling in Shmoneh Esrei with Psukim? So it's Yitochan, the answer is, the Pasuk says, V'hoyad v'omayil ha-shanoichi mitzavcha ayim ala levavecha. And the Sfasema says, ala levavecha means that sometimes a person is learning Torah, but it's ala levavecha. It's on his heart. It's not inside. It doesn't go into his heart. His heart is blocked, and it doesn't go inside. Sometimes it's a matzav. Voyed v'yomer hashenoich al levavecha. Another rabbi, the avoid of a person is vidata yom hashemoyse el levavecha. You got to get it in your heart. But sometimes your heart is blocked, and the Torah is not a Torah that excites you. Sometimes you don't feel that simcha. Sfasema says that the pasuk is saying voyed v'yomer hashenoich mitzachim al levavecha. That even if you don't feel a simcha, carry on learning, and all the Torah that you're learning is going to be al levavecha. But as soon as you have a psichas alev, it'll all fall in, and then it'll go into the heart. So it's Yitochen, that's the nekuda. Tefillah is Kavona shebelev. Tefillah is avoida shebelev. Tefillah is a psichas alev. Tefillah opens the heart. Tefillah opens the heart. No. So if a tefillah is full of Torah, so then a person's filling his heart with Torah. Rambam says that the averis is only by somebody whose lev is ponim in a chachma. Gemara says ein adam oiv aver el im ken nichnas by ruach shtus. So a person's got no chachma. All the chachma is al levavecha. He doesn't feel the lev is the emotion. He doesn't feel the av of a year of keeping Torah mitzvahs. So as much as he learns, it's all al levavecha. It's not going in. But if he davens, that's a psichas alev, and then all the Torah falls in, and then his Torah is a memela Torah, which is av of a year. No, so Yom Kippurim, we spend the whole day davening. It's the greatest psichas alev that we have throughout the year, and it's a day where Yidden when makabel luchas shnius. It's a day of kabbalas haTorah. So it's a day with the greatest psichas alev, and it's giving the greatest opportunity for all the Torah to go inside, and then from that day on, a person learns Torah with the ganze hearts, with his whole heart, with the Ava and the Yira and the Simcha and Avodas Hashem. So that's my bracha to you all, that we should be zorcha be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach on Yom Kippur to fast and to be zorcha to have slicha ve'kapara. Tzaddik used to say that it's such a hellig day, a person should get so involved in Yom Kippur that it's not a matzav that I'm not allowed to eat. It's a matzav of vikem and essen. Who thinks of food? We're in the Kodesh HaKadosh and we feel so close. It's a day of Olam Haba. Olam Haba is aimed by Lo Yachil V'Lo Yishtiyah. We should get so excited by the Avodas Hayom on Rosh Hashanah that we should be zeicher to be mekabel everything ba'ava b'simcha, and we should be able to take a feel during the Avoda when we read the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol going v'lefnai v'lefnim, to be able to feel that beautiful hergish of the Oiz v'ched v'mimkoyim oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and to prepare ourselves for Sukkos and to really be zeicher be'emes to a Zman Simchaseinu and to a Simcha Dekei year, and to a year we should always learn Torah with Simcha and with Gesund and with good health. And the Emishah health for them, we should be Zorich Ataka to the Shnas Geula. This year should be the Shnas Geula of Yeshua, and it should be the Shana. We should be Zorich to the Shir Lashem Shechadosh, to sing Shiras Sishpachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be Zorich. Said by David HaMelech, he called the learning Zmiris, and he was punished. Zmiris Hayuli Bebeis Megurai. He was punished. Torah is Zmiris. Obetitachin, that David HaMelech is David Malka Mashiach. And Osid Lavoi. Taka will be zoicha to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, and will be zoicha to learn Torah, Torah Chadoshim, Iti Teis, and be able to learn Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Torah will be learned Torah with such a simcha, such a oiz v'ched v'mkoymoy. So it's yitachin, osad lova, it'll be b'chin Taka v'zmir z'hayli v'beis Megurai. So we should be zoicha mitz Hashem to the Shnas Gula v'Yeshua, and to be zoicha to the Torah Chadoshim, Iti Teis, and everybody should have a good, gebenchte zisa, gezinta yur mitz Hashem, and we should all meet together, smachtim al fnei Hashem al kechem, shivas yomim, v'beis mitzashene, v'sifatene, v'meher of Yemen or Amen.